T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, here we are, mid-February. What a weekend ahead. There are three major, in addition to all the games that are going on, but three major events that are going to take place this weekend. The Daytona 500, the NBA All-Star Weekend, and pitchers and catchers. All right, so we're going to focus today a little bit on pitchers and catchers. On our Twitter at 929 The Game, we want you to go and vote in our poll this morning, and that's kind of like the lesser issue. We want you to jump into the poll and use the poll as an opportunity for you to be part of the conversation. We're also going to open up the phone lines at 404-741-0929 to ask you the same questions. And the question really, we could talk about the Braves, we could talk about pitching, we could talk about, you know, who you want to acquire, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But the general question is, can the Braves, this is our poll question, can the Braves, as constructed right now, today, no major moves, win the World Series this season? You say yes, Acuna, World Series, I don't know, maybe playoffs, or no, still need help. And 48%, nearly half, saying no, still need help. And most of those who are falling into the category of, and we've gotten a lot of responses on Twitter, from one from Caliber, who says the bullpen still isn't fixed, which was a huge issue last year. We still need a frontline starter. All right, if you could only have one, a frontline starter, I think the team does have frontline starters. I think they have at least three of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's the pitching. Yeah, I think it's the bullpen.
Yeah, pitching is always at a premium, and that's the one thing that you always hear anybody that knows anything about baseball always talk about, is that if you have good pitching, if you have solid pitching throughout your starters and the bullpen, that you have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs.
Now, again, you have to project out a little bit here about whether or not, you know, certain guys are going to continue to grow. But in my world, I think I look at Mike Foltynewicz, and I look at Sean Newcomb, and Kevin Gausman, and Julio Teheran, and either or both Mike Soroka and Tuki Doucet, and what's sitting behind them in the minors, Kobe Allard, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright. I see so much pitching that I think you're going to be fine from a starting perspective. Vizcaino Minter and the bullpen last year was just, it was a workout. And I mean, they kind of won that division in spite of the bullpen. Having said that, there are a lot of questions to you. I understand that. Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask the broad question first, and that this is our starting point, and you could jump in at 404-741-0929. Can this team, as constructed right now, today, win the World Series?
No, I don't think so. I think they can make some noise and make it to the playoffs. I definitely think that. I think that you have the Philadelphia Phillies that are looming. They made some big moves in the offseason. They got one of them was Realmuto, getting JT Realmuto. That was a big move for them.
It was.
That's what I was about to say. Bryce Harper. Right. There's some talk out there that he could potentially, Bryce Harper could be added to the lineup. So that's the team that, when you look at some of the moves that they made in the offseason in your division, that they look like they're trying to make that push. And then, you know, Gabe Kapler has another year under his belt. Had a tough one last year. One can argue that the Braves season kind of jumped off. That was a jumping off period for the Braves season, that first game against the Phillies. And when Gabe Kapler made all those strange moves at the beginning of the season and allowed the Braves to get back in the game.
Well,
and
especially even in the opening game where he pulled Aaron Nola.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So I would say the Phillies will be the team that everybody will probably be looking at to come out of the East, but I think that the Braves will be right there with them.
And keep this in mind, too, though. Gabe Kapler does not have Rick Kranitz, his pitching coach, who was responsible for, the growth of Aaron Nola. Rick Kranitz is now the Braves pitching coach. And if he was able to elevate Nola to that, maybe Rick Kranitz can bring the best out of Mike Foltynewicz.
And Julio Teheran.
And even Julio Teheran. You know, I mean, they didn't get rid of Julio. Look, I admit, I came on this radio program, you, and I said, get rid of him. What'd he pitch, one inning in the postseason? I mean, he was non-existent. He was man without a team. Now, maybe he has some kind of rebirth here, but he's getting to be, you know, a veteran. How long has he been in the majors? 10 years? Something like that. I mean, he's been around for a while. If Julio can reclaim anything as a number four, I'm if he could pitch like an ace, great. I don't know that he was ever. See, this was the thing that was unfair to Julio.
You never thought he was an ace.
No, he was never an ace.
But he was billed as an ace.
I know.
And there were moments, you got to admit, though, John, there were moments where he flashed his abilities where you thought that he could potentially be ace. He couldn't get it together at home. That was the biggest problem. He pitched better on the road than he ever did at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the interesting thing with the Braves is, to me, the most interesting questions are you going to make another major move, and do you think they ought to make a major move? Now, I covet. I admit this. I commit one of those seven deadly sins. I covet. For example, with the Falcons, Trey Flowers. I'm telling you right now, if he's on the open market, that's who I'm going to start to covet, because that's the guy I want to be on the Falcons' defensive line. And I certainly covet the return of Kimbrel, because what did he do here? He had a 50-save season. He had two or three more near 50-save seasons, was an all-star closer, and he really kind of changes the dynamic of that bullpen in order to come in here. And I know some people say, well, you know, he wasn't all that great with Boston. He was pretty good, pretty darn good with Boston, and certainly better than anybody we have on our staff to be a closer. So I'm hoping that I'm going to sit here and just kind of hope that happens. But I'm going to vote with you. I'm going to say no, they cannot win the World Series as constructed right now.
No, but I think they'll be in contention.
I agree.
I think that they're a few moves away. And I think that we kind of felt that last year when they made it to the playoffs, but it was a fun ride. And I think it was unexpected that they were going to be as good as they were, because there's a lot of questions going into that season, last season, John, about where's the pop going to come from in the bat. And Ronald Acuña Jr. was a pleasant surprise for a lot of people. It was not so much some people that really watched the Braves and knew what they saw coming, but I think the way that this team came together, that was the most pleasant surprise that fans had for this ball club.
I'm curious if any of our listeners think that Ronald Acuña can hit 50 home runs this year. 50. Because that's one of the questions I have. Is Ronald Acuña going to have a sophomore slump? Are they going to figure out? I mean, you say they've got the book on him, but I don't know what the book is. I mean, he hits home runs on the outside portion, on the inside portion, high, low. He likes to hit the ball high. I get that when it's up in the zone. But, boy, he hits them out. He's one of those guys that he can hit a home run wherever the ball is thrown as long as it's thrown over the plate.
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why, because I think that this team does a great job of feeding off one another. Like, take, for example, Dansby Swanson. When he first came up, you know, he struggled a little bit. Didn't so much struggle last year. You know, he had his moments where he was kind of a Dow Jones, like you like to say, he was Dow Josie. But
offensively.
Yes. But you saw him, you saw some growth in Dansby Swanson last year. I think that with the addition of Ronald Acuña, Ozzie Albies and those guys, they had a great nucleus of young players as well as the older guys that they fed off of one another, because there were plenty of nights, John, when we talked about this ball club, where if one guy didn't have a great night hitting, somebody would step up to the plate, or somebody would come out there and spell in one somebody, and they would have a great night at the plate. So I think that's they fed off of one another, and that was one of the main reasons why they were able to sustain the way that they play throughout the whole season.
Chris has just tweeted into us and said, the Braves let the rest of the division catch them. Division dominance was how they made it to the playoffs last year, not expecting it again. All right, I understand that that's a train of thought here. And, Chris, if you were on the phone, I'd be asking a question. How did the Braves let the division catch them? What, Real Muto went to the Phillies? I mean, Nationals don't have Bryce Harper anymore. That's not catching the Braves. What have the Mets done to really improve their lineup? I know the Mets have DeGrom and Syndergaard, and they've got good starting pitching, but their batting order, eh. Braves went out and got Josh Donaldson. Don't underestimate what Brian McCann and Josh Donaldson can mean to this team. McCann handling the young pitchers can be a huge boost, one of the reasons Rick Kranitz likes that move. Another thing is, don't underestimate what Josh Donaldson can mean to this lineup. If he's healthy, let's not forget who we're talking about. Josh Donaldson is a guy who can hit you 40 home runs. And if he's in a lineup with Ronald Acuña next to him or right in front of him, or if it goes, you know, I don't know what kind of batting order they're going to use. I'm hearing that Acuña is going to bat cleanup, that at the moment, this is what we're hearing. I don't know how it'll work out, that they're going to try moving Inciarte back to the leadoff spot, at least to start.
Mm-hmm.
Donaldson would hit second, Freeman third, Acuña fourth, Marquegas fifth, that kind of a situation. But we had Alex Anthopoulos on this program saying he expects Dansby Swanson to be able to hit 20-plus home runs this year. If Ozzie Albies gives you 20-plus home runs, Freddie Freeman gives you a Freddie Freeman year, if Josh Donaldson hits 40 and Acuna hits 50, this Braves lineup is suddenly one of the best of baseball.
Yeah, and then you have like guys that are going to come in spelling guys like Johan Camargo and Charlie Culberson. You have a nice little lineup going for you there.
Really nice. How good can Acuna be too? Is there going to be a sophomore slump? You know, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on the idea of moving him to cleanup. He did so well in the leadoff spot. He changes the dynamic of how you pitch to the lineup in the leadoff spot. You know, I mean, we saw what Florida did. They hit him. I mean, you cannot tell me that was not Don Mattingly ordering him to be hit. I'm sorry, he was ordered.
I see what you're saying. But at the same time, how many times have we seen where Ronald Acuña, he get a great hit and he gets stranded out there or left on base?
Mm-hmm.
That was an issue. So now if you get him in.
Or hit a home run with nobody on.
Yeah. As opposed to a three-run bomb. That was a huge issue. So now you put him in a cleanup spot, and if he gives you half of what he was able to give you at the leadoff,
mm-hmm.
then you're putting yourself in a much better position.
We're asking if the Braves can win the World Series as constructed right now, and one of the things I want you to focus on is not just the negatives of the positives, and the positives might be the potential of this lineup to be just killer good. Jacobs and McDonough, 404-741-0929. Let's bring him onto the program here.
Hey,
Jacob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Acuna can hit 50. There's no doubt that the talent is there. This year, it will depend on where he hits in the lineup. I don't like him at cleanup. I like him at one or two. I think Donaldson's better suited to hit fourth. But the talent's there. The hard work ethic is there. I like his attitude as much as anything else. I think it's going to be hard for a slump to get these kids down. They just have so much fun playing the game.
I would agree.
That I don't think that's going to be an issue. So is the talent there? Can he do it? Absolutely. Will it be this year? I think it's possible.
You know, Jacob, thank you. Appreciate the call. One of the things I think is kind of interesting to me, 404-741-0929, Miggy Almiron made his debut the other day in Newcastle United. In the first,
look kind of weird. Like
it was,
I know,
weird.
You brought it up. Look kind of weird. That kit though looked a little weird. That blue looked a little weird.
First year of United, we saw Miggy Almiron and Joseph Martinez start to form kind of a relationship. That, you know, this whole what's that thing called that they did?
The Super Saiyan.
Okay.
The fusion. Was it fusion? The fusion.
Yeah. That thing. In year two, when they won the cup, that thing exploded. Right. I mean, those two were just. I mean, they were on. Do we have kind of the same thing working with Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna on the Braves?
The fusion thing?
Where they're kind of...
Well, they feed off one another. They feed off...
We forget that Ozzie Albies is just a year older than Acuna.
Well, they have... I'll say this, John, because... And listen, I know people are probably thinking the same damn thing. There were some weird memes and stuff out there, those two. They have a very strong relationship because I think they're from the same place. They have a very unique relationship. And they feed off one another. They comfort one another. So as far as doing the Super Saiyan fusion thing, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Well, I was just talking about, you know, kind of symbiotic here.
No, you're right. You're right. No, because as soon as you said it, I know where people are going.
We all know what they're thinking about.
You need to stop that. Y'all need to grow up out there. All y'all need to grow up.
We all know what piece of video they got played in their mind.
But I think they feed. I think they do well. They feed off one another. And that's the one thing that, to me, jumped out about this baseball team last year is the fact that they had great chemistry. And it's like for us not being there and seeing them in the Grapefruit League or whatever they call it, it was something that, you know, I'm pretty sure that the manager and the staff saw, but we didn't get a chance to see until they actually came up. They got a great chemistry. They played well, and they had a lot of fun last season.
We're talking with you about pitchers and catchers the Braves reporting as constructed right now today. Can they win the World Series? We're asking, okay, so what moves do they need to make? If you say no, and nearly half the people voting in the poll are saying no, what do they have to do? Will this be a breakout season for Dansby Swanson? Will there be a sophomore slump for Ronald Acuna? These are the big questions. Where do you bat Acuna in the lineup? Jacob says you bat him second, not fourth. I have some concern about batting him cleanup, too, is whether or not he feels like he has to hit home runs in the cleanup spot, and I don't want him to have to press like that. Are you still worried about Nick Markakis? Ozzie Albies had a bit of a slump at the second half last season. Is he able to rebound? Do you like this team or do you not like this team? And can you see them being a World Series team? And we want to talk to you about that. Look, they could get hot and win the World Series, but does that require them to make a move? I don't know, maybe.
I think it has to be the right move. And I think that you're still again, you have a great mix of young players and veteran guys, especially throughout your key positions. I think that it has to be the move that's right for what you're trying to build in the long term. You see, to me, the Braves are about, what, a year, 2 years ahead of where the Hawks should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As far as building the program.
I agree.
And I think that for a lot of people in the organization, the Braves organization, last year was a pleasant surprise. I'm thinking they thought that maybe they were 2 years, out from making a playoff appearance. I think it was a pleasant surprise from this year. So they're going to strike while the iron's hot, but it has to make sense for them and what they're trying to build.
Yeah, we're putting too much pressure on Ronald Acuña Jr. Last year, if you had projected his numbers out over a full season, he would have hit 46 home runs, projected out, okay? Are we saying that he is a superstar MVP guy right now who can hit you 45 to 50 home runs in the cleanup spot? Or is that too much? And can the Braves win the World Series? 404-741-0929 and the poll on our Twitter at 929 The Game. As we continue on the morning show, big question of the day with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
On radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. Talking a little bit of pitchers and catchers. Braves reporting this weekend. Of course, keep in mind the Braves have a brand spanking new spring training facility that they will debut. I believe they're going to play, if Mark Owens told me, the very last spring training game of the year will be in their new state. They're going to be in Orlando, but they're not going to move to the new facility until their very last spring training game of the year this year.
Uh-oh, Orlando, that's not that far. Road trip. Who's with me? I know AT ain't riding. AT ain't going to ride with me. Dale will roll with me. Dale will ride.
I'll fly back, though.
Wow. That, wow. Wow.
What?
I'm just saying, you'll fly back, huh?
Yeah.
You can fly back with me, because I'm going to fly back, too.
Well, yeah, that's how you drive, so yes.
Pretty much.
I don't drive bad.
Your reaction to the question this morning on our social media, at 929 The Game on our Twitter, can the Braves, as constructed right now, today, in other words, no major moves, win the World Series this season? We go to Jake Kowal in Nashville. Hey, Jake Kowal.
Hey, I just wanted to know if Wendy would be my Valentine.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to.
You probably have to ask her.
Tweet at her. Yeah, at Wendy
she,
Radio.
Yeah.
He sounded like Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not
really a Braves question, but.
Well, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. It's Valentine's.
Yeah. Shoot your shot.
Shoot the J. That's a deep three. That was a deep three.
He was rather slick with that because he set it up as a Braves question. Okay.
All right.
Hey. We're on to you, Mr. Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are
Shoot
now.
It.
He did not sound. I think his name ain't Jake Quill, and he ain't in Nashville. Okay, just asking. You know,
well, this is Jake Quill, all right.
Tyler in Woodstock, you're on with John and Hugh. Hey, Tyler, so can the Braves win the World Series as they sit right now?
Good morning, guys. I look at it like this. I think so. We're young, but I also look at teams that recently won, say in the past 5 years, and I look at a team like Kansas City, the Royals in 2015. They had a few guys who are, I guess you could call, stars, but this team's got defense going for it. You got Inciarte, you've got Albies, Swanson's had some up and downs on defense, Freddie's solid, and if we can get this young pitching to come together and gel, and our bullpen can settle down and be, say, in the top 10, top 15 in the league, I think we've got as good of a shot as anybody in the NL.
Well, that's asking a lot, Tyler, out of that bullpen. Defensively, I agree with you. I think the Braves defensively are an extremely good team.
Mm-hmm.
Inciarte is a gold glover. Markakis is a gold glover. Acuña has the potential to be a gold glover. Albies is great at second base. And don't count it out. I mean, Freeman's won a gold glove. Don't count it out. Dansby Swanson is one of the top three or four defensive shortstops in the game right now. He's that good.
Yeah, but, John, you know what we're not really talking about is, and we've hinted around to it, all this hinges on how well Josh Donaldson bounced back.
Yeah, I know.
And we're talking about all of these lofty expectations, but we're talking about a guy who has had trouble staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hinging everything that the Braves could potentially do on his health.
All right, but we do have a luxury, and that is Johan Camargo.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Who I might want to point out since I'm, you know, yeah.
Hey, you know that tomorrow is Valentine's Day here?
Exactly. The same guy that I remember. Just think,
I don't see that guy in
here. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ain't no
but just to say, just think, but I'm not talking about you, but there was somebody I know that really wanted to trade this dude. Wanted to get rid of him. Wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you were here around that time, AT, but
oh,
I
was.
Oh, you were. And I remember having a conversation with somebody who's a little quick on the trigger. As far as firing people.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Hey, do you know we got a call from Jay Barrietta?
Jay!
Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. Hey, Jay, could the Braves win the World Series as they sit right now?
No. And the reason why I say that is because they don't have enough pitching firepower. But I tell you this. If they leave Acuna in the leadoff spot and let him set the table for the rest of the players, they might can make a little noise because he can hit for power and run for speed. He would definitely need to stay at the top of the order instead of going to the cleanup hitter and all of that. And one more question while I got you guys on here. Can I ask one NFL question while I have you guys, because people need to know this. If an underclassman declare for the NFL and he don't make it and don't get an agent, can he go back and play college ball?
They have things now where, because I remember I did it when I was coming out. You could ask whether or not you could go to the service. I forgot what it was called and see where you could potentially be projected.
But if you go into the draft, no.
Not in the draft.
Right.
No.
But that's why you have the AAF now, for example. You'll have the XFL. You have the CFL. I mean, odds are, you know.
Yeah, more than likely, if you declare for the draft, somebody's going to try to represent you.
Mm-hmm, right.
So,
and
yeah.
Once you do that. But let's get back to the Braves here. I don't disagree with the position that I like Ronald Acuna in the leadoff spot, too. Now, nothing is set in stone. Understand something. I mean, these are just chatter. But the chatter that we've been reading from the baseball expert seems to indicate that Brian Snicker is toying with the idea of putting Acuna in the cleanup spot, which, if you think about it, you'd have Freddie in front of him and Nick behind him. Then you'd have Mark, you know, you go Inciarte, Donaldson, Freddie Freeman, Acuna, Marquez would be like lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, you know, and, you know, switch hitters, obviously. Ozzy Albee somewhere in all of there. And so there'd be protection in the lineup that maybe he hasn't had in the past. And with his power, with Freddie Freeman hitting right in front of him, he's going to see more pitches to hit than he does, you know, and nobody's going to be targeting and trying to hit him. I don't know how this is all going to work, but I do like him in the leadoff spot. If they put him at cleanup you and it doesn't work, you can always just move him back up to the leadoff spot.
Yeah, you can. I mean, and another thing, like we said, there have been plenty of times where, you know, the leadoff, he's leading off and, you know, you're not getting anything beneficial from it. So that's why I can see why they're potentially thinking about moving him to cleanup, though.
If he's a 45 home run guy, man, you know, it cannot be good for your team if he can hit 45 home runs to have 20 or 22 of those be solo shots, all right? I mean, it's spectacular watching when he had the three games in a row where he hit the home runs to lead off the game. I mean, it was unbelievable. Which is why he got hit, right, by the Marlins. Frank and McDonough's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Frank, can the Braves win the World Series as they are constructed now, or do they need to make another major move?
They need to make a major move. They haven't made one, period. I don't see them getting back to the playoffs. For some reason, this team is scared of signing a long-term deal, which is why I think they're not going after Bryce Harper. I mean, if Mike Fulton-Evans is supposed to be one of these aces, then why did he only sign to a one-year deal? I mean, that makes no sense. And I'm not sold on Sean Newcomb, you know, after the debacle from last year where he just self-destructed. I mean, did the Braves really need to get another pitcher? I mean, I'm sick and tired. It's not just the Braves. It's Atlanta's period. You sit back, watch these other teams do big deals, and we sit back and try to justify why maybe we shouldn't. You know, you got this farm system, and then these teams fail. So kind of like the Falcons did, you know, they refused to make moves. They thought they had the people on the roster. And you saw, you know, later in the season how it came back to bite them. I really think it's going to come back to bite the Braves. I mean, Ronald Acuna is good, but he can't do it by himself.
Well, he's not alone, though. I mean,
no, I think they got a good group of guys.
They're pretty good.
And to your point, I hear what you're saying, and it always fascinates me how, as fans, if there's not a big name on the roster that we feel like the team is underachieved. I mean, you kind of have to look at it like you have to do what's best financially for the team, number one. And sometimes financially for the team is not getting going out there and getting the biggest name, because it might not fit into your overall plan. Because the thing that all teams try to do when they're building their rosters is they're trying to build something that they can sustain over a two or three year period or longer. Look at the Golden State Warriors and look at the way that they built their winning franchise. They built that through the draft. People tend to forget that sometimes it takes a little while, and if you stay the course, that's the benefits that you reap what the Golden State Warriors have right now.
Austin and Roswell, you're on with John and Hugh. Austin, can the Braves win the World Series right now?
Fellas, absolutely not. I think the conversation here is going to be, can the Braves make the wild card this year? Now, you look here, every other competitive team in our division this offseason, what have they done? They've gotten better. What did we do? We
signed not the Miami Marlins.
They're not a competitive team.
You would probably say
the competitive teams in our division.
Yeah, how did the Nats get better? Without Bryce Harper.
They've improved their pitching. They've improved their catching.
Yeah, you lose Bryce Harper.
I would say
you're not getting
out of the NL East. The only team that I can look at that say honestly has improved probably themselves and they're still looking to improve is the Phillies.
Okay, but where we made the improvements, where we made the signings, is with Josh Donaldson on the hope that he's going to come and hit 40 home runs after coming off injury and born seasons. Now, where in what world, when the problems that you have, is not where you go out and make your priority in the offseason? We have the potential right now to be a World Series team with an addition of a few components. Hugh, I like what you're talking about with the Golden State reference, but the conversation we were having here today is about, can the Braves make the World Series this year? And the answer to that question is absolutely not.
Yeah,
if Anthopoulos have a couple cards in his back pocket that here in the next year, a couple of years, we might become the next dynasty, sure. But is that happening this year? No, it is not. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. And Austin's not alone. A lot of people think that. Keep this in mind. When we talk about Newcomb and we talk about Foltynewicz and Julio and Gausman, okay, your four kind of veterans, for lack of a better term, I guess Newcomb's now a veteran. Ian Anderson, Mike Soroka, Tuki Toussaint, Kyle Wright, Kobe Allard.
Young pitching.
All right, so those five are all fighting for two spots. The projections of Ian Anderson and Mike Soroka and these guys, Kyle Wright, is that they're all frontline starters. Mm-hmm. I mean, so when we say we haven't gone out and get any pitching, the Braves have something that a lot of teams don't have, Hugh.
Deep pitching in their farm system.
Deep pitching in their farm system. These guys are going to be – one or two of these guys is going to be a star major league pitcher.
Yeah, but we're like, to your – you made the conversation about getting to the World Series now. Now, this is a process. With those young pitchers that you're talking about, two or three years down the line, we might be having this conversation, this World Series conversation, but as it's constructed right now, no, you can't do that.
All right, we'll take a couple more of your calls on this to wrap up the hour here, because I got a couple more things I want to just kind of throw in at you a little bit, because we are looking ahead to pitchers and catchers. We're talking about the Braves and whether they can win the World Series right now with John and you on Sports Radio 99. A lot of reaction to our poll this morning on our Twitter at 929 The Game. And the Braves has constructed right now, in other words, no more major moves. They're not going to go out and get Keuchel. They're not going to go out and get Kimbrel. Win the World Series this season, only 12% are saying yes. 41% are saying maybe playoffs. 47% are saying no. Still need help. So, Hugh, 9 out of 10 are saying no. In essence, they can't win the World Series this year.
I'd say it would be tough. I mean, with pitching being the overall factor and why they would not make it to the World Series. Mm-hmm. I think that pitching would be the factor.
CJ's up and coming, and he joins us this morning. Hey, CJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Good. So the Braves actually, with that offense, it's got a complete mixture of veterans and rookies. It's actually very well stacked, to be honest with you, when it comes to regards to the rest of the NL. Or the NL. As for pitching, Hugh, I agree with you. The pitching is young and has room to grow. Last year, the starting pitching actually was fairly decent. It was our supporting cast that got us in a lot of trouble, especially relievers and closers. So you saw a lot of games where our offense had to carry us back, which you saw when we played the Dodgers, that we were not able to come back because we got in too big of a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly think that the trust in the farm system at this point, just like we did back in the 90s, is actually starting to pay off. And just like the Hawks, we have a couple years that I think will be there. And maybe, you know, last season they did overproduce. Of course, nobody thought they were going to get where they were. But it just, a lot of people are, you know, down on the Braves because of the fact that you see these young guys out there, you know, maybe they're not doing their best, but definitely have a lot of room for growth. But as for the Braves winning the World Series, you don't know how well they're going to do this season. They might, you know, grow up fast, and they might make the World Series and win. So I think that without a major move, I think they still can, but I think minor moves maybe throughout the season, picking up some relievers and closers, might actually do the job.
Yeah, they're going to have to make the right move, CJ. I mean, right now, again, my biggest concern is not this lineup. But defensively, the Braves are a World Series-level team, okay, defensively. I think offensively, the Braves, if they perform, are a World Series-level team. The bullpen? The bullpen isn't even contender-level worthy.
Sam Freeman. Remember that guy?
I like Sam. A nice guy, but...
No, I'm not saying... Like, John, I'm not talking about whether or not he's a nice guy. I'm pretty sure he's a nice guy. But there were plenty of times when he was out there and he struggled.
Yep.
Struggled mightily.
Yeah, he went alone.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's not whether or not he was a nice dude. It was just like sometimes when he's out there...
I mean, it's like A.J. Minter. I mean, you didn't know what
you were getting. He struggled
a little bit. I mean, 1 minute to the next, what you were getting with A.J. Minter.
No, when A.J. Minter went out there, sometimes you'd be like, all right. They'd be like, oh, what is he doing? Wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, that's the point. And I think that's where most fans are when it comes to this Braves team is that, yes, they had some good pieces and it was a pleasant surprise. But you don't know what you're going to get. It's going to come down to pitching.
And with that pitching again, nothing is a zero-sum game, all right? You have another year. Yes, Newcomb was not good at the end of last year. But again, remember the Braves changed pitching coaches. And sometimes you can't underestimate the value of that, you know, in terms of
mechanic changes and little intricacies of the game, trying to hide different tails that you have and things of that nature. Yeah, I get that.
What Rick Kranitz could mean to this team in terms of a pitching coach, and we have to see if it's going to work. You know, I mean, we have good young pitchers. We have loads, oodles of good young pitchers. I want to take you back just for one moment, if I can. Back to the late into the mid-80s, okay, and the first kind of go-round. The Braves had a pitching staff, and they had some young guys come up, and old Braves fans will remember names like Pete Smith and Zane Smith. They weren't related. Zane Smith was supposed to be Tom Glavine before Tom Glavine. Ended up going to the Pirates, I think. But this first go-round, oh, look at all the great young pitching for the Braves, and that didn't really pan out. It was the next wave, okay? It was the next wave that came that brought us Glavine. And the trade for Smoltz. And they went through the struggles. I mean, the first couple of years of Glavine and Smoltz were not pretty. Even John Smoltz says, you know, man, what was Glavine? 3-17 or so? I mean, it was ridiculous. Uh-huh. I mean, but they weathered the storm. They worked through it. And with Leo, Mazzoni, they were able to get better. And all they ended up doing was going to the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm not saying that we're about to have Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz again. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but you're basically saying you got to give them time. Give them time to grow and mature.
They're going to be better, yes. Mike Soroka only pitched, 25 innings last year, something like that. We only saw a small sampling size, but boy, in those 25 innings, he was electric. I mean, he was really tremendously good.
I think you can honestly say the same thing about Tukey Toussaint.
I agree.
Saw a little bit of him.
I agree.
You know, he showed flashes.
I looked at Tukey Toussaint and thought closer. I mean, because his stuff was, but, again, you have to have the right mentality, too. Derek's joining us. Derek, can the Braves win the World Series as they're constructed right now?
Guys, I'm going to sound like a broken record because I'm also saying yes and no. Yes, because do we have the talent? Yes. The chemistry? Yes. But the relief pitching, we're taking these games far into 9 innings, 6, 7, 8 innings. But then when the bullpen gets in there, right, then things kind of go south. But like last year, they surprised us, did more than what we expected them to do. And I don't know. I think this year, I want to say yes. We don't know. But the chemistry factor, again, it could play a bigger role than what we're all expecting here. So yes and no, who knows? But I'm kind of with everybody with the bullpen.
Yeah, it's everybody with the bullpen, Derek and Cumming. And again, 9 out of 10 saying no as constructed right now. Now, that's the caveat here, is constructed right
pitching,
now.
Pitching, pitching, pitching.
Who knows? Maybe the Braves will make a big move. Maybe they would get Kimbrel to come back. I don't know. Am I counting on it? No.
You know what? Honestly, John, I think that with the lack of moves that the Braves have made and the potential that they have for their young pitching, is that they're banking on experience moving forward this season.
Mm-hmm.
Experience probably will play huge dividends for them as far as some of the moves they potentially make.
You know, and some people said, well, you know, they only wanted to give, because they gave Josh Donaldson a one-year, $23 million contract. They only wanted to give him a one-year deal. I mean, they don't want to commit to anybody long-term. Well, of course not, because you have Austin Riley, who is your third baseman in waiting at AAA, just, you know, hoping for a shot in a spot. They believe that Austin Riley is a big-time, full-time third baseman in Major League Baseball.
And again, that's what I go back to, is the fact that they want to try to build this through their farm system. If they, do you know how much that they will save, potentially, if they could have, say, in a perfect world, they get all of their guys that they have up, that they have control over in their farm system to come up and play well for them? You're talking about, like, say if you have some young pitching that comes up. You get some young pitchers that you're talking about, like a Tui Toussaint that you can put in the bullpen.
Right.
That could be one hell of a closer for you in the bullpen. Do you know how much control that they would have over these young players?
Well, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright,
yes, all of them. And that's the way that they want to do. That's a perfect world right there. Mm-hmm. That is a perfect world to build it that way. And then you have control for what, 3 or 4 years?
Or more.
And have and make a hell of a run. You're potentially looking at making – one hell of a run through those seasons.
Right.
Potentially by and having a low overhead as far as paying all these guys.
Right. And being able to have some flexibility to go out and make a move when you need right down the stretch.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like they did with Gausman last year, which, you know, he certainly helped. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be – sometimes the moves you make, you know, remember the Paul Millsap move? Everybody, like, as soon as they made it, they went, why don't you go out and get somebody good?
And he turned out to be pretty good. Didn't he turn out to be an all-star, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, he did.
Turned out to be an all-star. Two-time all-star.
Ricky and Noonan. One last chance here. Ricky and Noonan. Go, Ricky. What do you got?
Right now, the Braves catchers are trash. If they've got a real Mudo, we'd have a chance. But if you ever notice the great teams get the World Series, they got a good catcher. We got garbage behind the plate right now.
Well, I'm not sure if it's garbage. I mean, Brian McCann's a really veteran catcher. He's going to really do, I think, you pick up Brian McCann, he's going to be able to work with these young pitchers. If you're talking about hitting, yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot of offense, but I don't think, frankly, you need a whole lot of offense out of the catching position when you've got Freeman and Donaldson and Acuna and Swanson and Albies and Marquez. You know, catching is not necessarily I think what you need is defense, and you need somebody to work with the young pitchers, and that's why I think a veteran like McCann really pays benefits. But we'll see. I mean, he may be right. I mean, do we have the best catchers in Major League Baseball? No. Are they perfect for this team? Maybe. They're two veterans in Flowers and McGann.
They were pretty good last year.
I'm going to ask one of our baseball guys. We're going to bring him in, Paul Crane, and ask him, because he's hearing things through his connections about Machado and Harper. And we're going to ask him what he's hearing and see if this dam is going to break for Major League Baseball. We'll do that in a moment with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.